Hey, we are right back. That was quick. I'm not going to let the music play. I love the song and everything. I love listening to it. And a lot of the lyrics are right on point to what's going on today, you know, in the Twilight Zone. But, Dave, you still there?
Right, yes.
Yeah. Let me go into this real quick. This is Philip Bobbitt, and this is a paragraph from The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History. On the cover it says, magisterial in its scope and ambition, Bobbitt's evolutionary map of warfare's impact on the state foreshadows the kinds of events still unfolding, New York Times. This is by Philip Bobbitt. It was published in 2001, so this book was probably a 10-year project, started in 1991 or thereabouts, under the first George Herbert Walker Bush. Comes out in 2001, just in time for George W. Bush to step forward.
Right.
And they actually talk about Ronald Reagan and Bush in here, and a bunch of the other presidents and stuff, but let me read this one paragraph, because this is not me saying this. This is Philip Bobbitt, and you heard who he was, Director of Intelligence, all this other stuff.
Oh, these,
you
know, powerful men like to brag. That's basically their Achilles tendon, and his Achilles shield, but...
Here's the thesis. The market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. They define the Long War as being 1914, World War I, to the fall of the wall in Germany, 1990. And if you study and understand who these people are and what they're up to, all of this centers around, and not all of them are German, because you've got a lot of people from ancient cultures, ancient kingdoms like Israel, and Assyria, Babylon, which sacked Israel several times. But you have these individuals who would rather live in a kingdom, and they would even sponsor and create a republic just so that they could come in later on, tear it down, and steal everything from it. And they've done this multiple times throughout history, and they live in all religions, in all faiths, because religion and faith are not necessarily the same thing, in all races, in all lands, and they are a certain type of people. I mean, whether it's genetic, or nature versus nurture, I don't know, but they are a type of people that would, rather than being free and finding their own way, they would rather live in a kingdom and serve a royal family and do what they're told and be awarded or granted special privileges for doing so. Rather than, you know, creating things themselves, they lack certain characteristics to do that. Let me read this. It's real short. Thesis: the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. The end of the Long War has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. Think of how treasonous that is to say that.
Yeah, it is.
This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state with its, and listen closely to this, whereas the nation state with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and Social Security policies promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities. And listen to this. This is all in one line, one sentence. Not only tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market.
Every word is treacherous.
it is. It's unbelievable. It's published in a book. United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state, must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind. And what he's saying, in not so many words, is turning the United States into a kingdom, a constitutional monarchy like Canada.
In other words, that's exactly what he's saying there.
Dave, hold on. The music's coming up, and then I'll go back to you when we come back. We'll be right back. It's In the Zone, Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, we're back. And real quick, I just want to throw in that, you know, if you really study history and what Greater Germania was and, you know, how it's been kind of taken over time, many ancient cultures that have fallen by the wayside, like Rhodes, you know, when the Colossus in Rhodes came down, so did the civilization. They used these markers, like the World Trade Center, and that happened in 9/11, as a flare of sorts, saying, hey, everybody, white elephant sale, the United States is no more, break it up, tear it down, sell it off, do what you want, grab whatever you can, because we're moving into something else. And that's what they did with the former Soviet Union. And when you look at, you know, how they set us up against the former Soviet Union, we had a bunch of kingdoms, including Italy, England, Germany, you know, Austria, Bavaria, Liechtenstein, and more, member states of the United Kingdom, who basically set the two largest republics, the United States as a republic, and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics at each other's throats, put us, you know, divide and conquer. And then what was at the center of that dividing line? Germany. Berlin, in fact. And when you start to really look at everything and what's been going, T-Mobile, it's a, you know, cell company. Now they're getting into home phones. It's a German corporation. Red Bull, it's Austrian. Raytheon is English. That's radar systems for, and they're making their radars for, like, small boats and more in Hungary. And I could go on and on and on and on. The company that got the elevator contract, which is an enormous contract, for the new Freedom Tower at the World Trade Center, you know, after 9/11, is ThyssenKrupp. German warship manufacturers and cannon manufacturers, weaponry manufacturers from not just World War One and Two, but Krupp goes back into the 1500s. They make cannons and all kinds of other stuff, not just for France, but Germany as well. The ThyssenKrupp families are now married into the Habsburg family. That is German royalty now. They used to be technocrats and bureaucrats back in the, I think, 12, 1300s and into the 14s, and they eventually made some, you know, proper marriages and made their way into becoming one of the predominant royal families in Germany and, in fact, throughout Europe. And they're involved in all this. That's what started World War One.
Excuse me a second. Did you say that they were instrumental in the construction of the World Trade Center buildings?
No. They won the contract for the new Freedom Tower.
Oh, for the new Freedom Tower. All right. That's
yeah,
new
for the
to
elevators.
Me, so I'm glad I interrupted you there. I don't like to interrupt you when you're
bringing
the details forward. But
now that I read that paragraph about the historic consequences of the Long War, you see that this whole thing about the North American Union, even now the issue of one world currency is starting to make it out even into the mainstream media, corporate media, to where they're use this. It's the old, you know, this is pointed out by many show hosts, not just here on Republic, but, you know, many of the other alternative truth, you know, media like Genesis and more. The problem, reaction, solution, to where they create the problem, we react to it, and they give us the solution.
But those are, this is where I think it's so significant with what I'm trying to move forward. And I may be flattering myself somewhat, but I need to be corrected if I am. But, see, those are just strategies and tactics and the spiritual underpinnings that motivate the man or the woman to take the decisions and take the actions that they do is what I'm saying has to be addressed. Anyway, last week when I called and talked to you for a period of time, I suggested reading that Supreme Court decision, Gibbons versus Ogden.
I
want to throw something out there.
Dave, before you go on, will you send me an email with the decision, the name of Ogden, and I forgot the other. I know I could find it through Ogden, but the
Gibbons versus Ogden?
Yeah, Gibbons versus Ogden. It was the early 1823
sure.
or something? Or
1824, sure, I'll get that
24.
To you.
But here's my email, ltshine@socal.com. And then also send me what you read on the air about the quote from the Czech, what is it, prime minister or whatever?
Right.
Because, no, that is. I mean, it goes to exactly what's going on.
Oh, if anyone,
is, they,
see,
they
if you
could
get a large
war,
audience, you deserve a large audience more than most of the people that have just dozens and dozens and dozens of different facts, but they have to stay focused on someone has to bring them into a focus that's in court that understands the betrayal that's going on in court and the strategies and tactics that the adversaries of our freedom are using in there. And you present that material better than anyone that I know that's out there. But
well, then Dave, do whatever you can to help promote the show.
Oh yeah,
you know, I could use the help. Call the network, write them a letter. Call other shows, you know, do whatever you think you can.
You got my word on that.
I've got a bunch of videos out there on the internet, and you can send those out and around.
Right.
If you Google my name, Lieutenant Eric Shine, and then you can put in whistleblower or Merchant Marine.
Would you mind if I link to my website with your material?
No, put them up.
All right.
You go to my website, www.martiallaw91.com, a bunch of the videos are there and pop up and play. You can link to the website or, you know, find that some other people have been putting up the videos and stuff, and they get into the issues of royalty and Greater Germania, because a lot of these countries like Liechtenstein and Germany and Prussia, which was, you know, a separate entity that's been married into Germany now, the German Federation and German Republics.
Right, consolidated.
Bismarck did the very same thing that Bush did in knocking down all the international treaties and saying they don't apply. An aggressive war is okay.
Yeah, exactly. Preemptive, aggressive war.
Exactly. But preemptive war and aggressive war means taking over another country and making it part of your own, which is exactly what Prussia did under Bismarck in marrying the German federations and the German republics into and with Prussia.
But the thing is they can't do it without the sympathies of the people, and that's why it's different here. That's why they're not going to win this one. See, you're out there, I'm here, and there are all kinds of alternative radios now. They're moving forward, but
even if you listen to the mainstream media, the things that we were saying a year ago or 2 years ago, now they're saying.
Yes, that, as well as a large part of the mainstream media that is trying to hold on to the what is now their tradition, is collapsing all around them. I mean, they're losing people every day. But
that's why media and like newspapers don't sell anymore, because they're not speaking the truth. Real quick, Dave, hold on. Let me go to Mary in Illinois. She's been holding for a couple of minutes, and
I'll call back another time.
Yeah, well, no, hold on, Dave. Mary, if you hear this, pick up the phone, call back. I was just trying to get to you. Sorry. Dave, anything else real quick?
Yeah, just one last point, and I'll call in another time. I know I've taken a lot of time here, but...
Yeah, no worries.
I just discovered and read a really short book that's posted on the Internet, and once again, the spiritual underpinning, all right... Christianity has been, identity thieves have stolen Christianity, identity thieves have stolen genuine Judaism, and I can't speak so much for Islam. I haven't researched that much, but Israel's sacred terrorism is outstanding. It was written by Livia Rokach, and she was the daughter of a man that replaced Moshe Sheret, who became the second prime minister of Israel. And she translated his personal diary, and this is outstanding. It goes to the spiritual underpinnings of why the world is, why people around the world are literally in this confusion and in this mess, and it goes to the preemptive war and why that's taking place and everything. It's outstanding. Thank you for all this time, Lieutenant
Giant. Well, Dave, real quick, let me make one more point myself.
Sure.
There's also individuals like Naomi Wolf, and I was trying to lay it out for a friend of mine earlier today or yesterday about you really need to pull back and don't take things for what they appear to be on face value. Naomi Wolf, she was a feminist involved in, an author and writer and activist involved in the feminist movement in the 70s and 80s, and hey, I'm not anti-feminist. I believe that all humans, male or female, should be due the same right, same due process, same pay for the same work or same job, et cetera, et cetera, that we're all quote-unquote equal. But when you start to look at much of what's gone on and you tie it into, like, the fiat currency issue and where, our dollar... If you listen to all these shows and these commercials about the, back in the 1900s, early 1900s, you could take 4,000 gold coins and buy a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, $4,000 won't get you a nice house. But those same $4,000 worth of coins, gold coins, at that time, will still buy you a nice house today.
Well, you're
There's
coming
other
off point for...
commercials that use the suit analogy.
You're coming off point here, though. This Livia Rokach.
No, hear me out. The point is that as far as, like, feminism and the fiat currency issue, back in the early 1900s, one salary, whether it came from the man or the woman, whatever, doesn't matter, one salary could support a household. As the fiat currency lost its value, the powers that be, the power brokers, the elites realize that, look, we need to have two incomes per household so that people can maintain their standard of living and not really realize what's going on. You follow me? Hold on. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
All right, we're back. Dave, the point I was trying to make is, Naomi Wolf has come out with a book or a couple books. The most recent one is called Give Me Liberty, a handbook for American revolutionaries. And she's the author of The End of America and the beauty myth. The beauty myth, I think, was about feminism and stuff. You have to be real careful, because what these people like to do is argue with themselves. They like to be the goalpost on the left-hand side and the right-hand side, and that to score in life or to get along, you know, to go along to get along and move ahead and progress, you have to shoot between the uprights. You know, to score. They control the uprights. They are the uprights. They are the left and they are the right. They like to argue with themselves. And what this does is they are, you know, they like to give us a Bush so that they can give us a Christ-like figure in an Obama or a Roosevelt, so that they can push forth agendas that they could not otherwise push forth.
Good point.
And the reason I say this is, because Naomi Wolf's book, it has a lot of really good information in it. I read it, and I would recommend anyone else to read it, just like Naomi Klein's and many other people. But you have to understand that many of these people, just like they do with Sarah Heath Palin and how the Heath family was given a federal contract in the middle of World War II by the military to make English toffee and provide it to the troops and to grant them such an enormous contract to basically knight them in such a fashion so that they can serve the foreign and royal interest of Europe. And not only were they given this enormous contract, and this is Sarah Heath Palin, who was going to be our VP, possibly. She's tied into the Heath candy bar fortunes. Heath also was granted the equipment from the federal government to mass produce candy bars, English toffee, and put other candy manufacturers out of business. Anheuser-Busch, Cindy Helmsley, same thing, as tied to, as an enormous fascist trust, as tied to John McCain. And they move money and they move enormous trust and intellectual property by using women, and I hate to say this, and I'm not attacking women here, you just have to realize these are the games that they play and how they do it. This is what the royals did back in medieval times. But Dave, let me thank you. Send me the email, and I'll pop you back some. I had a question for you, too.
Right.
I want to go to Marion, Illinois real quick.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Peace, Dave. Thanks. Mary.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry to make you hold there too
no
long.
No problem. First of all, great show.
Thanks.
What you're describing is obviously treason.
Thank you.
Within our government. And it tells me that our government is corrupt. That's why there's no action being taken.
But it's not just that they're corrupt. They're serving. They're not serving the American people. They're serving.
Exactly.
They're ser-
so Sorry? Is there no one? Is there no one to call them on it?
You and I and everyone else
knows
that
what's
can
going on.
Still raise their head and raise their voice. The only way that. Are you there?
Yes.
The only way that this will end is for people to point out things that I've been pointing out, like George Herbert Walker Bush being knighted, which is a hereditary title passed on to his son. And our founding fathers found this to be objectionable to such a degree that they went as far as to pass the original 13th Amendment to the Constitution in the Titles of Nobility Act in 1806. And what the Brits did, or members of the United Kingdom did, and this is a, the United Kingdom, England is a member state of the United Kingdom. And the Windsors are members of the House of Habsburg, German royalty. The Windsors, and I got to try to find their name here. You can get this on Wikipedia and look it up. The, what? What? Sorry, the producer was trying to say something. I couldn't understand what he was saying. But the Windsors changed their name in the middle of World War One, and I'm trying to think of Saxby, Goethe, and there's a third name. And the reason they did it was in the middle of World War One, they thought it would look weird if it was a German family. It's Saxe-Coburg-Gotha dynasty. And this comes from King Edward, the King Edward, the lineage, King Edward the VII, who reigned before the Windsors. And what the Windsors did was they changed their name as German royalty in the middle of World War One because they didn't want people to realize that, wait, we've got German royalty in England declaring war and going against German royalty in Germany. Oh, this whole thing is set up to impoverish the people, kill as many people as possible, subjugate them and put them back under a system of kingdoms and royal families, and to basically carry on the same thing and do it worldwide. And they saw the United States as a republic, just like they saw Italy in its day, the Roman Empire, as the enemy, because what a republic does is it takes you and I and everyone else in the republic, 300 million people, from top to bottom, and it makes us all equal to the kings and queens of foreign nations. Because then we are all sovereign. We are all kings and queens. We are all free citizens. Hold on real quick. We're going to break.
Okay.
Can you hold on?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Shiner. We'll be right back with Marion, Illinois.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You know, I brought up real quick, Mary, I'll throw it back to you in a sec, but the current U.S. Coast Guard Commandant, his name is Admiral Allen, Thaddeus Allen. He's married to Pamela Hess III. Pamela Hess is a Hessian, you know, Anglo-Saxon. Hessian is from Germany as well, just like the Anglo-Saxons, and also England. England is a thoroughfare for these royalist, loyalist from Germany. Pamela Hess III is the heir to Hess Oil Dynasty, and she's also related to Rudolf Hess, the former deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler. Admiral Allen is related to the fascist family that produced things like the Allen wrench and Allen head bolts that was taken from the military and military-industrial complex and passed on and out to their own family, so that they could do just much like Sarah Heath Palin and benefit in a fascist manner from living within the government so that they can pass secrets to themselves and start their own corporation.
Okay, here's my question. How do we take our country back?
Well, knowledge, of course. I mean, the stuff that I talk about on here, do you hear it anywhere else?
I listen to Alex Jones. But he doesn't get into a lot, you know, what you're getting into.
Right.
He kind of stops short. He's a little hysterical. Maybe it's the wrong word, but.
Well, no, he does because you hit a key point. And Jones is one of those names that you have to be careful of. And not that there's not good people with that last name, but there's also a bunch of agents for the royal families who do COINTELPRO, counterintelligence programs, and run them against the American people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that Alex Jones is that or that he's not, but at some point you really have to use discernment and listen closely. Because like you said, excuse me, if you listen to Alex Jones and you have the radio on and he goes into one of his tirades or one of his rants, somebody would think that you're a nut job listening to that program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, it's like, whoa, that's way out there. And maybe it's his style. Maybe it's like Hannity. Maybe it's like Rush. Maybe it's like O'Reilly. And maybe it's a different flavor of the same thing. But like I said, they like to argue with themselves.
Exactly.
They like to be their own opposition. Just like in Germany, you know, a perfect example of what I just brought up with the Windsors in England fighting the Habsburgs and the, I'm trying to think of how you say the other name, it's a Hohenzollerns or something like that. Mm-hmm. I have to have it in front of me to pronounce it properly, and I don't have it in front of me right now. But it was another name or house that was actually at odds with the Habsburgs and others in Germany as far as royalty. You have to remember, World War One started because of the assassination of Prince Ferdinand, or Duke Ferdinand, and his wife, Sophie. That popped off World War One. He was a member of the House of Habsburg. And since then, things have not been the same. And we're dealing with, because World War II was an extension of World War One, as was the Cold War, as is what we're dealing with now. And the fundamental conflict is whether we're going to live in a system of kingdoms worldwide or a system of free republics where we all live under the rule of law, we all have equal protections under the rule of law, and that we do not have these special families. Like, I mean, think of what's happened with Bush, to where he's being treated just like the Pope, along with Cheney and others, that mm-hmm. they can't do no wrong, because, just like Nixon said, because when the president does it, it's not, illegal. And that mm-hmm. that's like put, just like saying the Pope is infallible. There's no difference.
Right.
So, again, it goes back to, A, supporting programs like my own, getting it out. Like right now, I could use a producer and, people helping out with the show and getting guests. I've had people on here, like I've had Naomi Wolf on the program. I'll talk to just about anybody. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, because the thing is, and this is the thing about free speech that's so important, that quenching or quenching or suppressing free speech is not a good thing. You don't want the Klan in the closet. You want the Klan on the street speaking their minds so that we know and understand what would otherwise be in the closet, so that we can be aware of it, combat it with education, I don't know what else you could say, but one of the analogies I'll bring up is we're only, quote-unquote, as sick as our secrets. And at some point, and even Kennedy brought this up in his speech in 63 about secret societies, that we have all these fundamental, not just rights, but protections that have been put into the Constitution for a reason, because our founding fathers studied what went on in Europe under royal family rule, and they were dead set against it, and they tried to establish for us a republic, a system of self-governance, but these royal families have come in and taken it over and want to take it down and restore worldwide system of United Kingdoms. And the only way that we can is, you know, I've been fighting this for quite a long time. Homeland Security has been prosecuting me for the last 6 years. I don't know if you know much about my story.
No, I don't.
Well, the Coast Guard moved from the Department of Transportation, where it was a maritime federal police agency, and they were trained on the Uniform Code of Military Justice or military law, so that in times of war, a declared war by Congress, they would move under the Department of Navy, possibly, either as a unit, as a detachment or an attachment. It may not be the entire Coast Guard, but part of it, or they could move the whole thing, and that could either be done by an act of Congress or an executive order coming out upon a declaration of war put out by Congress. So they were trained on military law for that reason, but they're not a branch of military. So since they were trained on this, they've got all these guys in uniform thinking that they're a branch of military. They moved them into Homeland Security, flipped a switch in the darkness of the war as it was launched in 2003 against Iraq. And now the Coast Guard, supposedly self-declared, is a special branch of military residing in not the Department of Defense, but Homeland Security. Do you understand how unconstitutional, how dangerous that is?
Oh, my gosh.
Because now you have, and that's why I'm saying that this stuff has to get out. The only way that if you believe Obama's going to make any difference or a change, and some of these people, they will if we hold their feet to the fire. Obama has challenged us to hold his feet to the fire, but there is a group and many within the United States who are sequestering Congress to make sure that they do not know what's going on. And they are sequestering the president to make sure that he does not know what's going on. And it is upon us to make it clear one way or another through our own forms of media, through flyers, through pamphlets, through calling into programs like this, through helping sponsor and even helping run programs like this to keep them out and on the air, to tell people and inform people of exactly what is going on. I mean, the Coast Guard is now carrying on military tribunals. I'm a naval officer. I went to a military academy called Kings Point. Coast Guard Academy is not a military academy. It's a federal maritime police academy. They don't get congressional appointments like I do. They don't get a naval commission. They don't get Defense Investigative Services background checks like I do. They don't get a naval commission like I do. They are in the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard was life-saving service, lighthouses. But now under Admiral Allen, who's a, you know, he's a German industrialist fascist. He's tied to Admiral Loy, who's in Lockheed Martin, his former, you know, Coast Guard commandant himself, and they're pushing the TWIC card, or Transportation Worker Identification Card, through Lockheed to require that all maritime transportation workers and airline transportation workers, and even to the point of truckers as well, have to have a biometric ID card. And that is the progenitor, the precursor, the prototype for a biometric national ID card that is owned and controlled by the military-industrial complex that is used for us as civilians as identification. Talk mm-hmm. about show me your papers. I don't know how much worse you can, you know, get than having that to where it's controlled not by some civilian agency of the federal government or some private civilian firm. It's controlled by Lockheed Martin, a military defense contractor.
And then the chip.
Yeah, exactly. And think about this. The chip is out, and dogs are wearing them now. They have them in their collar. They're putting them under the skin. Think about the ramifications of that, because if your dog has a chip and you go to walk that dog some part of the day, you're wearing that chip.
Exactly.
It's attached to that leash on that dog. They can monitor that, monitor the activity of the leash when you're walking the dog. You come home, and that dog is going to act a certain way when you're home, and that chip will move throughout the house in a certain fashion when you're home. When you're not, that chip inside that dog is going to act differently because the dog will act differently when you're not home, and they can watch that and break into your house and do whatever they want. So those are the kind of technologies that people aren't paying attention to. Like, yeah, it's convenient to be able to track down, you know, Toto or whatever your dog's name is, Bandit, with a chip. But do we really want to make things so convenient that we sacrifice every single individual liberty that we have?
Well, you know, you were talking earlier about waking people up, and that's a monumental task because people are so stuck into that television and, you know, all these distractions, and they don't
think anymore.
But it
is happening. But it is happening. And people, like, I don't know how old you are and what your situation is, and I don't want to get into it. You know, if you want to talk about it, fine, but I'm not asking. But there's people like Bev Harris with Black Box Voting in, I believe, Illinois. Do you know of this woman? Do you know who she is?
No.
should check into her. Her name is Bev Harris. She's with Black Box Voting. You can find it on the internet. You have access to the internet, of course?
Yes.
Right. Well, check her out. She's 60-something years old. She's a grandma. And she's out there kicking butt and taking names and numbers. And she's making a difference herself. And she has built an entire organization around the issue of voting. But many of the issues like the Electoral College and what it really is and how it came about and, you know, how it's been subverted isn't very clear to a lot of people. And let me mention on this real quick and stick with me. The Electoral College was established because only white men of a certain age could vote way back when. Mm-hmm. Women couldn't vote. Children couldn't vote. Indians couldn't vote. You know, indigenous people of the Americas. Slaves couldn't vote. Indentured servants couldn't vote. People who didn't have land or property couldn't vote. There was a whole... prisoners couldn't vote. So to solve these problems so that everybody had some form of representation, you know, if they didn't have the vote, the Electoral College was created. And what happens, and this goes into prison industrial complex and many of the other issues, is they want people in prison because what they do is when they put you in prison, they take away your right to vote.
Right.
So all of a sudden, they've captured a vote, taken away from somebody who might be voting against them. And what they do is when you go in prison, they get to count you as an Electoral College vote. So depending on where those prisons are put, they get Electoral College votes for the prison in their district. And when you start to look at these things and analyze them a little bit closer with some, you know, critical analysis and understand why immigration matters, legal immigration or illegal immigration,
mm-hmm.
because what they're doing is under the Electoral College, everyone counts. Illegal alien, Indian, immigrant, prisoner, does not matter who you are, everybody gets counted. It's just a head count. Doesn't get into, you know, what your right to vote or anything else. But then, of course, when you vote, there are certain requirements for you to vote. You have to be of age, et cetera, et cetera. The Electoral College is being gamed. And the Dixiecrats from the South knew this very well back in the day in the Civil War and more and before. They played this game, and now it's being played again. And many of the very same tactics that were carried on in our first Civil War with unemployment and everything else and an internal, you know, whether you want to call it an economic war or a civil war or an actual war, we are at war with ourselves right now because the Brits and the foreign royal families have set us at each other's throats by gaming the system in such a fashion so that they can do just like they did in the first Civil War and take America from a state nation, a bunch of individual states joined together at the hip, into a nation state where it is now one, and that little U in the United States of America became a big U in the United States of America Incorporated, basically, to now they want to recreate it and turn it into the North American Union, to where Canada, a constitutional monarchy with 30 million Brits on our northern border, is to be married with America, a republic, and Mexico, to create the North American Union. And this is not, I don't know if you heard me read from Philip Bobbitt's book earlier.
Yes, I did. Yes.
That goes right to the issue. I'm not making this up. This is not a fantasy. They're saying it themselves in their own words, in their own books.
I know Bush signed those papers in 2005.
Yeah, the FPP. If you go online, there's a really good video called The New World Order. Type in New World Order, .. Eric Schein, and it comes up, it's a half-hour video, and it gets into how, just like the Romans, and just like even Hitler did with the Autobahn, and Eisenhower did with the interstate and intrastate highway systems here in the United States, they used the rail, they used the roads, they used transportation to marry the provinces together, and that is what's going on with the NAFTA superhighway, to marry Mexico, the United States, and Canada together. Check out that video. It goes into it. It's pretty good. It's one that I did with a friend, Ed Preston, a few years back. And it shows, they have some good graphics in it, and shows the whole highway system that they're trying to, you know, push through. And they haven't given up on this. And instead of making Mexico more like the United States and its infrastructure and, you know, trains and everything more, and maglev and advancing the United States as well, and Canada, and making it to where they are eventually seamless and much more like each other, they're forcing this upon us so that they can buy the land and property and have access to the knowledge of what is to come so that they can profit from it. This is not being driven by the people at all. It's being opposed by the people, in fact. Go ahead, Barry.
It's like overwhelming, you know. I mean, I've been trying to keep myself educated on what's going on, but...
Well, Barry, hold on one second. I'll give you the last segment. I'll close it out with you and let you have the last word. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, we're back. Mary, I just want to mention real quick, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, real quick was, you know, you could do a lot of things to get involved with this program. Right now we need some people to help produce the show and get guests for the program. I'm doing all this, you know, myself. You can probably hear my voice a little bit. I've got something going on that I have to have it operated on. And, you know, I'm still out there, even with those problems, trying to raise my voice, warn people, explain it to them, and make it clear. It's the same problem that we dealt with a couple hundred years ago, and we have the upper hand in all regards. The one thing that we need is for people to understand that we're dealing with the very same thing again. It's this whole thing on globalism, privatization, yada, yada. It's, you know, choosing to live in a kingdom or in a free republic. And that is the bottom line in everything. The fiat currency issue, the funny money, the Federal Reserve, et cetera, et cetera. The Federal Reserve was set up as a system to come in and take back the country for the royal families of Europe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for a fascinating show, and I'm going to do my best to get the word out and email all my contacts about the show.
Well, let me give you my email, too, and it's out there. It's ltshine@socal.rr.com, and you can email me and, you know.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care. Peace, Mary.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Well, the other thing I mentioned real quick, too, was about Naomi Wolf's book. And, again, you know, I would buy the book. Read it. You know, you have to read everything and anything that's out there. It's the only way that you can discern and understand what's going on and who the players are and what they're up to. But when you look at her book, it's a red book with white letters on the cover. Looks kind of, you know, if it were blue, I would say, okay, that seems more American, although red is one of our colors. But red is also, you know, the Red Star and Sickle and, you know, communism, socialism, whatever. But if this book was found on you and you were somehow accused of being less than a patriot and you had a book that said, Give Me Liberty, a handbook for American revolutionaries, and written by Naomi Wolf, who guys like Sean Hannity and others would trash in a moment, because of who she is and her, you know, background. And I'm not saying anything bad about her. I mean, pick up the book, buy it, and read it. You know, that helps her out. She's showing concern about what's going on in the country. But, you know, if this book were found on you, it could be easily spun to where, look, he's got a handbook for American revolutionaries. And it's completely absurd that they would even go there. But trust me, this corporate media, as owned by the House of Morgan, you know, GE, General Electric, started by Morgan, J.P. Morgan, who helped fund and start General Electric, owns and controls NBC. So it's clear the royal families, the Brits and the Germans, who hold hands and dance around the, you know, the campfire together in a Druid sort of way, have set their sights upon America, and they are intent on taking down the Republic. And when you really start to look at that, and then you start to realize that maybe Lindbergh and Kennedy were saying, you know, stay out of it for a reason, because we were being suckered in by the Germans into a war amongst themselves and, you know, basically being played the fool. The Manhattan Project was a major Trojan horse of sorts. It's been used as a Trojan horse, as has, you know, Hong Kong in China. And now these corporatist, fascist member families of the military-industrial complex, like the Krupps and the Habsburgs and Thyssen, or Tyson, like in the chicken and more, are intent on creating another war, leapfrogging technology, and subjugating the rest of us, more so than we have been for the last 50 years or more since World War II. That's the show. Peace. Take care. See you next week.
With recent